Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Friday, happy Friday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value. If you are a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you will come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow. Tell a friend. If you are a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back for more. All right, grab your coffee, tea, drink. You know what it is, and let's get into it. Grab a seat, grab a seat. So y'all know how I do. I wait, and I'm always wait till I'm led by something to by the Holy Spirit, not something to give me that word. Cause I always say, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. And it ended up somewhere else. So I had two things in mind today that I thought it was the direction God was leading me, but I'm on the third thing today. So, and it was bred out of, I was on my computer getting ready and to start my podcast so I can bring up my app, you know, to record and all of this good stuff. And so something came across the bottom of my thing about some conversation. So I clicked on it. So without further ado, I'm going to take a cause for pause. And I want you to listen. It's only 1 minute and 34 seconds. And this is what bred this topic today. And you'll see why.
When you meet a woman who can bring a lot to the table, especially if you can bring more than you can, why is it that your ego, your pride, your insecurities or whatever can't handle it?
She said, I bring more to the table than him. Right. What does that mean per se? Just because he's not bringing money to the table, that mean you bringing more? It's a lot of other shit that can be brought to the table, like leadership.
There's absolutely guidance, more that can be brought to the table. Absolutely.
Level-headedness, balance, all that
we're talking
that a real
about,
man can bring to the
we're
table.
We're not talking about that, though.
Because,
but we're not talking about that, though.
Because she said what she said.
Yeah.
If that man is not bringing those intangibles, yeah, go back to what bro just said. What the are you doing with him anyway?
When you bring these accomplishments to the table, to the dating field, a lot of men, some men, because these triggered, some men, because these triggered.
That's just, a, some that's men just feel, shit I use on
some
the internet.
Some men feel intimidated.
This is crazy.
It is true that a lot of the times we put how we feel on the other people. You feel emasculated, so now she's emasculating you. No, you feel emasculated. Now I'm not going to take away from some of the women, like I said, in that small again with the goddamn village and that village of women who let it change you, but that's not the experience of most women. It's just not
the ish, and that's what I'm saying. How the f- do you know most women? That makes no sense. You don't know these women.
Okay. So I guess you can understand why. And let me be clear on something. There is a vast difference between a man and a male. Okay. So when she said men, she really wasn't referring to men that may be intimidated or something like that. You were referring to a male. A male looks to be served. Male men abuse their power, the little things that they have. But if he's a real man, which is a man, he looks to be of service. If he's a man, he's not going to be intimidated by anything that you quote unquote bring to the table. If he's a man, he knows who he is and he know what his position is, and he going to stand firm on that and hold solid to that. Whether you bring more money to the table or not, trust and believe, sis, if he's a real man, your money is not going to move him. If he's a real man, you certainly won't have that to hold over his head. And that brings me to the topic today is, let me set the tone. That tone was a stage of women, and it was one woman who was leading the flock that was talking, but the audience had maybe roughly 100 or so women in it, women only. So the room, all of the rah-rah you heard from the crowd was the women when she was going in supposedly on what this is. You feel, he's not feeling emasculated. You don't, a man, even if they feel, the feelings are real because it's how you make me feel. Now, when you say what I bring to the table, How are you talking? And when you come, what you talking about with the table? How are you trying to handle that man? How are you letting them know, oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. Oh, I do this. I do that. What you got? You see, and so in today's culture, in today's world, we have gotten so independent. We have gotten so out of touch with life that even marriage in today's world, it's gotten even harder for couples to stay together. Anybody can tell that if you've been married for more than a few months, you know it's tough. And again, it's gotten tougher. Consider the divorce rates. They at an all-time high over the last few decades. And so when you look into those things, and you'll hear the vast majority of people, oh, I don't want to get married. I'm good. I'm this. I'm that. I got my own. And that has seemed to have been the whole thing now in the world. Oh, I got me. I don't need no man for this. I don't need a man for that. And again, it's sad to say, in a world that's so lost, in a world that doesn't understand creation, in a world that male and female created he them, for that reason do you leave and cleave to be with a man. But we are so, I'm going to keep it going. So, and there's also a movement toward, you know, the whole gender equality and all of that. Women want to make sure they at the table. We want to make sure we're seen and all of this kind of thing. But that also affects the balance of power. So, and of course, we know prior to the 60s, y'all, men held all the power in almost every marriage. But that's not the case today. In some marriages, it's a whole power struggle. And she's trying to control. You're not meant, sis, to wear the pants. It's okay. You're not meant to wear the pants. And let me be clear, that's not what submission means. Y'all get on social media. Y'all go to social media. Y'all look at these old fake reality shows. And this is what you build your life on. This becomes the climate that we live in. This becomes the climate of social norms that you get out there and you get half naked. Because you think that's what men like. No, that's what a male likes. If he's a real man, you won't be half naked out there because he's not going to show his goods to nobody. If he's a real man, he's going to help you have enough in yourself to value you. But see, now I'm touching some toes now, because there's also a movement that will fight me to say, oh, because I do this to this don't mean I, you know, and y'all can have that fight. I just know one thing, you won't be on his shoulder. As Kevin Samuels used to say, he won't be high value, and high value is more than money. Let me be clear. High value is more than money, but it ought to be something that you value in yourself. It ought to be something that you want to do to make yourself more presentable as a woman. So again, he's the head. And if you know anything with me in Christ, he's supposed to lead. And he's supposed to love you like Christ loves the church. And you're supposed to respect him so that it goes well with you. But you're too busy with everybody in your business, too busy with Susie them giving you every bit of advice. And she about as single as a Pringle. And I don't know how you can take advice from her when she been married 5 times. She on her 6th husband, you know. So I'm just saying, we have so much that's surrounding us nowadays. We have so much to look at that we want to emulate, but we want to make sure we emulating the right things. Make sure that we do a self-check on ours. We need to do a heart check. How are we coming? How are we presenting ourselves? What are we saying? Do you give that man an opportunity to grow? Do you support that man? Do you help him? Do you lift him up? Or because you think because you have arrived that you don't have that within you to do? And like she said, feeling emasculated. No, let me tell you something. We are something else. Don't get it twisted. I'm a woman. And we are something else, ladies. We can tear a man down. Oh, yeah, we can. You could tell that lie to somebody else. We can tear a man down and not make him feel like he's needed. We don't have time to learn our man. We don't have time to take out to go read about a man, to read about their issues and things that they go through. It's already hard in this world. And it's already hard even to be, you understand, even for a black man, hell, he got a strike because he's black. The second strike is because he's a male. And then all of the things that they have to put up with on the outside, then they come home with your trifling tail and you want to tear him down because you want to emulate what Kwee down the street have. You want to make sure you got this kind of car in your yard. You want to make sure you have this size of a house when all you need is some love somewhere, you know. And like the man said, if he doesn't have and possess all of those whatever qualities that you're talking about, you shouldn't be with him anyway. He should already be financially sound. He should already be set. He should already be stable. He should be who he want to be or know who he is and things like that. He should already have those things in mind. Well, not in mind. He should have already grown into that as a man. So just know whatever it is that you're hooking up with, like attracts like, kind. So you might not be at your pinnacle, because I was looking in that audience at all those young females, and the one on the stage was young. And when you get up there and you're rolling your eyes and you half naked with a lace thong with your breast exposed and you standing up with your mic so the ladies can get all hype based off what you're saying, where's that femininity at? I'm sorry, I'll wait. You can say what you want, but that's what we have become. You know, couples from earlier generations were different. You regarded marriage as different. The institution was sacred and it was permanent. And you stayed married because you knew you had come into a covenant. You know what you felt about him. But see, I'm going to tell you, y'all go on the next train smoking. Baby, if he look good, dang. You know, it's okay to admire. But you know, that sin, you know, when you get into starting to lust after things, and then the next place you're going to go is he might have something more than your husband have, or she. Men do the same thing. But because you don't vet that thing, because you don't know where you are and who you are, in this whole thing about women, it's about us learning us. It's about us valuing ourselves. It's about us learning to stand firm on some things and principles and like, Lord, help me to be that woman of God that you call me to be. Help me to do and honor those things that pleases you. Not man, but God. Lord, help me that all of these other things will fall in place. And so people nowadays, we love to just have some random sex and go on back home. Have some random sex and go on back home. And that's not a cool thing. You know, that's not a cool, not to mention polygamy over monogamy. And if you don't think your man ain't cheating, you know, it's this, and this. Every man, sweetie, is not a cheater. Not every man is not a cheater. There are faithful, wholesome men out there that actually love. Y'all done heard me say E.T. and his wife, that's the only woman he's ever been with. I think Pastor Brown is the same way. There are people out there who actually genuinely have that respect and regard for those mates. Now, what you bring into the table are your life experiences. But don't forget to tell them your part too. But don't forget to tell them that you were already broken and busted when he came to you and you knew what he was. Don't forget that you're accepting those things because you don't value you enough to leave. See, we attract where we are in life, and you, Lord, why I keep, it's still Bill. He just in Tom, Dick, Harry, Greg, he in all those bodies. They see you change men, but you don't change type. And you run through them like we run through underwear. Because you can't get it right, because guess what, you too busy trying to change them instead of saying, Lord, fix me. Lord, why am I attracting it? Lord, what part of me is broken that I'm allowing them to do this? So then now you become this strong thing. And I bring the table too. But I also know how to submit. I can bring the table. I can hold it down for him. If he fall, the Bible say two better than one. It brings a better return. If he fall, I can pick him up. I got that. But does it take away from him and who he is as a man? Absolutely not. And the one that I talk to, it ain't going to pop off like that no way. I couldn't do that if I tried. He don't care what I have. And we'll walk away from that just to keep peace in his life. You get what I'm saying? So y'all have to understand, when a man comes to a place in his life and who he is and knowing, you don't make him. You don't make that man, and everybody is not impressed by what you have. And if that is your, if that's your, what I want to say, y'all, Lord, help me. If that's your basis, if that's your foundation to build off who you are, you say it. Because if all it is what I got, what about what's on the inside, sweetie? Because see, the things on the outside don't matter, but it starts on the inside. What kind of heart you have? What are you looking for? You know, who broke you? Who hurt you that you've built up this or whatever? So who's done that? That you're getting into that place to be like that? I'm sorry, y'all. I had motion at my garage. But, you know, so it's interesting that marriage for most people is not on the table. And a polygamy is okay. You get on these internets and you got a man with a house. Ain't no way me, you, her, she, we will ever be in one. I don't like to share my food. So a doggone sure ain't about to share no man. But a male, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to share no male. But I know who I am and I know whose I am. And I know what I won't deal with. You get what I'm saying? Because I know, hey, I know what God got for me. I know who he created me to be. And I know what he's instilled and put inside of me to be able to know those things and to know that, okay, Lord, I love you. And Lord, he got me. And so, Lord, this is not, you know, my lot in life. So let me move on to something else. And if you see this man ain't ready, you are not a tree. Move. Stop going through it. But when y'all get up on the stage and these are the things that you're promoting and you have an audience that's filled with women, this is why we're at the place we're at. You're promoting it. And sis, because she's so lost out there, bless her little heart. And Lord, I mean that with all my soul. She gonna buy into it. See, as long as the propaganda, he who controls the media controls the mind. And as long as you have a wide audience and it sounds good, they gonna buy into anything. You know why? Because they're broken, they're hurt. And it's called, what is it called, y'all? I want to say cognitive bias. We believe things that fit our narrative. That's the type of bias that we buy into. And it's hard to bring something else into our narrative because it doesn't fit. We won't accept that. But we will make everything fit. So when she say that, and you've been with your girl Kwee-Kwee them, and y'all been roddy about, girl, did you see such and such last night? So that fits that narrative of that foolishness. That's just why the Bible say, go at your eye gate, go at your ear gate, go at your mouth gate. Watch the crap you putting into your spirit, man, because obviously you can't handle it because you're allowing it to affect you. So you've given the devil a foothold. Now he playing field day with you because God's design is for a man and a woman to be together. Some of y'all let them change y'all, girl. She know what a woman know. I'll tell a man what I need, but I don't need your bad snooch. You get what I'm saying? So the thing about it is we have turned away so much from God's original design because of influential people or things that you think are correct and is not. And it plagues us. It plagues us so much. But in the scope of all of it is, this is what it's becoming. And look at so the other thing that triggered me to this, I get court dockets. I get from the Second Court of Appeals, whenever somebody appeals something, I get those quarterly, I believe. So I'll let that be another day. I'll let that be another day. Don't worry about it. We'll talk about that next week because it's just so much that comes into that. But I just want you women to come to a point in your life where you do some reassessing, do some reevaluating of who you are. Step away. How they say, disappear for a year, disappear for 6 months. If it's that hard, disappear for 2 or 3 months and get you some alone time and get you a journal, get you a piece of paper and write down all the things that you see about yourself. Write down all the things about the world that you've bought into. Pray and ask God to show and reveal some things in your heart and mind that has caused you to be this kind of way. Now, some of y'all gonna think it's just normal and you may think I'm crazy. I'm okay with that because we're all entitled to that. And I can't knock you for that. And I'm not gonna try to. But when we get to a place in life where we do tear down men, and we do emasculate them, and we do have that proclivity to think that it's all about the mighty dollar. You may make more, but you may not be worth two nickels rubbed together. You may make more, but you're a horrible wife. You're a horrible girlfriend. You may make more, but because you do, I don't have time. I make all the money. You do it. That's not how it goes. Read Proverbs 31. As a matter of fact, baby, she had time today. I got time today. Proverbs 31 woman, she'll have us all thrown off into her. But the thing about it is, let me find a little snippet of her. It says, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength and strengtheneth her arms. She perceived that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold to the distaff. She stretched out her hands to the poor. She reached forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household. For all of her household are clothed with scarlet. And I'll go down to the bottom. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children raise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty, that's vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And so I say all that to say, why you talking about your money, and I've been working all day and I'm tired. Baby, you can still bring that to the table. I used to work 12-hour shifts, and I still got off and cooked. I cooked every day when I was married. My husband didn't have to do that. I made sure I cooked, and on the weekend, there was breakfast every day. Don't get it twisted. And I worked too, equally. We had a joint bank account. We weren't separate like his money, my money. No, it was our money. Because if the Bible said we leave in Cleveland, we become one, we're one. So it's ours jointly. But see, I'm going to tell you something about that. You're going to have a problem, sis, because you make more. And what he not about to do is spend my money. What he not about to do is go do this little janky stuff with this. And I'm the one bringing all the money. And so, see, y'all get it. Don't act like you won't. And the ones that say you want y'all lying. You have to come to a place in your life where you know who you are and whose you are. And you letting God lead that relationship and not you. Because anytime we try to stir that ship, that rudder, y'all know we're going to run into every wall, every ice glacier, everything out there. Because we're not capable of handling those things. Because you always, if you hear that mess in the audience, what that girl just said, y'all are easily influenced. So you don't have a mind, y'all group think. You don't self think. And you let yourself be influenced by anything out here in this world that sounds good. How they say, if it tickle your ear, you good. That's just about like a bad pastor, a false one anyway. He's not a pastor. He's a motivational speaker. He's not giving you salvation, giving you the things on life, or telling you to repent of sins. He just wants you to come back so you can throw them tithes in again. He's telling you everything is okay. But when the church look like the world, why will people change? But again, as far as women, my God-given purpose and desire is for every woman to be able to come to herself, to be that woman of God that he has created her to be that vessel, to be that awesome and amazing queen that she is. We are blessed and highly favored among men. And we do bring a lot to the table. Look at 31. She buying fields. She spinning stuff. She cooking. She still getting up early. But he praises her. Her children does. So he got his part to play too. But he wasn't no lazy man either. He was up in the high place too now. Don't get it twisted. I was just reading that part to you. Her husband was a big timer. But the thing about it is, we're so busy worried about what it looks like. We're so busy worried about what everybody else's measuring stick is. When you should be measuring your life based off what Christ is saying. What does the word say? When you get to that end of that place, what does the word say? Not what you say. You know why? We're tainted. I'm tainted by culture. I'm tainted by life experiences. I'm tainted by how I view the world. And, we're tainted by so many things. What we've learned, and we have to unlearn, relearn, and learn again. What we bought into the narrative, we are what people have said about us, generational curses, and everything else. So you have to get to a place where you're really serious about this life and serious about this walk to be a better woman, to raise your children better, so that household is spotless and blameless, so that you have that good life and to be able to live it in abundance. But the thing about it is, even on the side of men and males, don't get you a male. He might be that cheater that y'all see in your notes, I'm pretty sure. But get you a man who's looking to serve. You know, at my age, you know, I ask my friend, will you wipe my butt? He said, yeah. I'm on the downslope, is what I always say. I need somebody who could pick me up if I fall. I need somebody who's going to be there for me when I'm sick. I need somebody who got me. I need somebody who can encourage me when I want to choke everybody else out on the job. I need somebody when I got that side of me that I'm just at my lowest point because I'm overwhelmed with who can get me. Y'all too busy worried about, y'all ain't taking none of that with y'all. Ain't none of that money going nowhere. And I ain't never seen money buy happiness. How many people y'all see committing suicide? And some of all these celebrities, make it make sense. Make it live. You can't buy happiness. And peace is priceless. But again, two is always better than one. So I'm going to keep honing this in and keep honing this in because it's trending so bad how we are as women. And see, as long as we got that audience, as long as we have these women who don't know who they are, and we have lost the spiritual aspect of life and what it was built off of. We have lost touch with who God is and don't have a sense of godliness in us. And we don't fear him. We don't have a reverence and a love for him enough to want to change. So then you just stop believing and you go, well, I'm good. But it's something after this. Don't get it twisted. There's a judgment that's coming. And it ain't going to have nothing to do with your car. It don't have nothing to do with that table you brought. You're going to leave that table behind when you go up out of here too. Believe that. But I would probably get tired of every Tom, Dick, and Harry coming in my house pouncing on me. You know, the one or two y'all that say, I'm comfortable like this, girl. I just, you know, whatever. If that works for you, sis. Some of y'all are comfortable in that side chick position. And y'all think it's cool. You think it's cute to talk about his wife. But see, it shouldn't be the wife that you're talking about. It should be you who should be looking at how you're diminishing yourself, especially knowing he got one. You the 15th for Valentine's Day. You the 26th, 7th, 8th, or 9th for Christmas. And for Thanksgiving, I don't even know what y'all doing with that. I don't even know. And for Mother's Day, you know you're going to get your gift a week ahead of time. But you cool like that. But you bring money to the table. I forgot. So you really don't care because you like your peace. What one of them said, baby, my bathroom, I'm quiet. I don't have to worry about this. I don't own. See, you don't want to be obligated. You don't want to do the work. And that's what it boils down to. Y'all are a bunch of lazy bums. You don't want to do the work that God requires of you as a woman to do it. Yeah, it costs. Marriage costs something. I was married. I was married. And then some of y'all said, well, Kim, why you? Girl, I was in my 20s. I was married 7 years and I was a fool. Yeah, I know why mine didn't work. He was a good man. He treated me good. But yeah, I was. I don't regret anything in life because I wouldn't be who I am today. You get what I'm saying? My mom and dad would have been married 55 years had she still been alive. And I had a struggle with that at one point because I was like, man, you know, statistics say if you come from a household of two, then you're more likely to still be married. But it didn't work out that way for me. And again, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? But I thank God for Jesus, even for those things and those trials and tribulations, because it gave me a chance to delve so much harder into my life, even with the experiences, the heartaches, the pains, the breakups and things like that, to understand and to know that it's to live a life of Christ and it's to vet those things that God put together and to have that about us so that the next time we do that thing, we're right. But to also know what it means to be in a covenant, what it means to be committed. What it means when there's an obligation that you take care of that man and not let somebody else on the outside take care of him, that you not neglect that man, that you not play games with that man. So, again, don't come for me. I can answer any call, and I'm sorry, you can't embarrass me with anything. Life is life, baby, and we do life every day. But again, what we're trying to do now is build each other up. See, I'm not in competition with you. And I'm only in competition with who I was yesterday. I'm trying to be the better version of me. And even in the things that I see that are so disheartening to me, and it hurt me even as women to see what we're doing and how we're diminishing ourselves as women and devaluing ourselves. Louis Vuitton don't go on sale. The price is the price. I can't think if it's the Bentleys or whatever. You know those places. The price is the price. Stop putting yourself on sale just because you think you done arrived and you don't even have time to even assess your value. You 10% off, some of y'all 100%, some of y'all 100%, some of y'all 30% off. But y'all need to come on back to the table and get your storefront set up again and stop rocking what you're rocking and stop doing what you're doing. You ought to want to change. You ought to want to be better. You ought to want to have a love and a care and a concern for that man to support him, to build him up. He got enough hell in the streets. The Bible says better to be on a rooftop than in a house with a brawling and nagging woman. On the corner of a rooftop. Girl, we something. Go back to the... I'm going to find everything. Baby, these women in the Bible were something else. Don't get it twisted. So... We say something and we say, why do you feel this way? Why do you feel that way? Well, what did you say to him? So again, I hope it helps somebody. I just had to come on and say that because I got a little, you know, triggered, as the girls say. She called them the N-word triggers. No, they're not triggered. And some things may trigger them. But then if I know that there's something that I know about my mate that triggers him, I'm not going to try to do that. I'm going to help try to bring the best out in him, to help him through those triggering moments. So you see, while you're talking about triggering him, you think it's cute, but you're still by yourself, sis. And if you're in this mode, and if you on the things that I continue to see, you're not trying to change because you think it's okay. But I'm just talking about the 20% that want to change. See, I'm not here to debate the 80% that don't. I'm not here for that. Play with somebody else. Go talk to some. Try Jesus, not me. My platform is to try to help those who wants to be helped. I want to help those who feel like there's something in their life that I know I'm supposed to be better than this. I know God has something better for my life. I know I can be shaped and molded better according to what the word says. You get what I'm saying? So, but my foundation would always be in Christ, because it's, Lord, I want to please you. Lord, I want to be able to do when my husband come. I want to be able to be that woman of God that he called me to be. I want to be able to be that woman that submitted into that way. And my submission is to Christ. And because I automatically submit to Christ, I submit to him. And because I submit my will to God and to him, he's going to submit to me the same. And that's the piece that y'all missing. A man loves that. Yeah, we know they can be like babies. They can be like all of that. But if that's their makeup and dynamic of who they are, that's just who they are. Because, baby, when they sick, oh, Lord, they can rock it. And they tell you 3, 4, 5 times, and you just hung up with him. He called him back, and he 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Like, oh, goodness. But it is what it is. We all have our flaws. We have our issues. And you're not the end all, be all. And everything is not about you. So make room for him and make room for God to grow in your life and to grow you as a woman of God and to actually just grow you into a better person, you know, because that's what we need to be. And that's what we all striving to be. So I don't even know what I named this thing, but it's just always something. with these women. So y'all have a good one. Be blessed until next Friday.